We'll pray together. Father, I thank you. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we've been led more and more into the grace of our Lord Jesus and being given understanding. I thank you that the Holy Spirit is our teacher, just as the Lord said he would be. And tonight we come to the throne of grace and ask the help of God, as we always do, O Lord, and must, when we come to your word. Holy Spirit, be our teacher. Be the Spirit of truth within. Grant us ability to see and to understand. We give our hearts to you afresh. Let the word of God live tonight. And Lord, your Spirit be upon everyone gathered. Touch their hearts and minds, open their eyes, open their minds to understand Scripture. We thank you, Lord, for your great love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, everybody, for gathering. And here's a little review of what we covered in the last lecture, just to remind you. A complete reformation of the church is underway, is presently underway, has been underway for some years, and it will transform the life of the church over the next 100 years. We said that in this course, we will define the changes to be expected. In particular, we will give a clear and appropriate definition of what an apostle is and is not. And we'll pay attention to what it means for the whole church to be an apostolic people. We said that the course is academic. We said it's not academic, but apostolic. Although we made the point that we have a high view of research and study and higher learning, but apostolic revelation and apostolic teaching is very, very important to the church. It draws on the Holy Spirit, giving us proper light on the Scripture, and the two are not incompatible. They're meant to work together. I explained that, like the 11 disciples, you also need to have your mind open to understand Scripture, and it should really be a passionate, heartfelt prayer. We then spent time discussing the process of reformation in the church over the last 500 years. I gave you kind of the big picture view of that and how important this ongoing reformation is, and how every now and again some really big change takes place, really something really helpful. And the last one, of course, was the last 100 year, the Pentecostal reformation of the church really brought the life of the Spirit into the church. We also especially looked at that 50-year period, the 1950 to 1999, where the Holy Spirit put a special emphasis on the fivefold ministry: firstly evangelists, then pastors, then teachers, then prophets, then apostles. And so brought this very much to the fore in the thinking of church structure, church leadership, and put a lot of definition in place as to what that was all about. But it's just the beginning.